Here's what you have to know about UFOs, because if everybody starts out listening to this saying that there's no UFOs, they don't know exactly what a UFO is. It's just something in the sky that you haven't identified that's flying. So it could be, if you don't know what a plane is, to you, a plane is a UFO. That said, does the government know stuff that they're not telling us? I believe probably yes, specifically about UFOs that are not just military planes. And the reason I think that the government doesn't tell us isn't because of like world power or any shit like that. It's because if the government of any place in the world came out of nowhere and said all of a sudden, oh yeah, there's life on other planets, all the religions on the planet would shit themselves because they wouldn't know what the fucking to do. And then all of a sudden, like 95% of the planet would all be in a big uproar because there's aliens, and that doesn't factor into any of their equations. So they are not telling us about aliens specifically to avoid world religious anarchy. And I'm sure that fucking, what's his name? The, you know who I'm talking about, that fucking smart ass, the guy that did the British Office.
Ricky Gervais?
Ricky Gervais, yeah. Is just like rubbing his hands together going, oh, they'll all become atheists then, won't they? No, they won't. They'll fucking run around and go fucking nuts and cut off everybody's head because they don't know what to do because they just found out that everything they believed in was a big crock of shit because there's aliens. I'm Katie Einstein, and this is Strangeful Things.
Ready. Go. Will you come back to me?
Not so fast. What are these?
First, I saw a yellow red orb, the color of lava in a volcano. Then, instead of red orbs, there were 9 or 10 flashing lights, maybe 3,000 feet in the air, bouncing and very bright. They hovered there, strobing for 2 or 3 minutes, bright like German auto headlights. Then they shot off at blazing speed like a school of fish, you know, when it's frightened.
At first, there were 2 very bright gold lights. Then there were more lights like a string of pearls, not quite a circle and not quite egg-shaped. My husband was in another vehicle, and he saw them, too. He called me on his cell phone, and he asked, "Do you see that?" I don't know whether it was from somewhere else or from the military, but something is going on out there.
Now, everybody, all Strangeful Things listeners, you may think that you may have been teleported to a different show that is recorded in Texas.
Because those accents were so amazing.
Jen.
B-Nev, I need to know, were you channeling Shelby from Steel Magnolias when you did that? Because it was perfect.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Even though that was that Georgia? That was like Georgia.
I don't know where it was. It wasn't Texas, but it sounded exact. I was like hearing her say like, "My 2 colors are blush and bashful. One is right. Much deeper than the other."
I mean, I did live in South Carolina, so yeah, I have a little bit of the South. I can say y'all and then tell somebody to go fuck themselves like I'm from New Jersey in like one breath. So it's very confusing.
I feel that my accent was pretty terrible, but you're welcome.
No.
You know what? It doesn't matter because it still got us into where we need to be because those quotes came from some of the good people of Stephenville, Texas. Now, the research for this story, the Stephenville Lights, came from a bunch of places, but the best article on the whole thing that I found was in Popular Mechanics, which I'm sure
shocking.
You guys don't even think is a thing anymore because you're elitist snobs.
Oh, yeah. That's us.
Intelligentsia. But
that's us. Yeah.
It totally is still a thing. And they did a big article on it. So there.
Well, so you showed here's us.
Here's the main scoop. On January 8th, 2008, Stephenville, Texas gained national media attention when dozens of residents reported observations of unidentified flying objects. Several residents described a craft as the size of a football field, while others said they were nearly a mile long, similar to the Phoenix Lights mass sightings of March 13, 1997. Some observers reported military aircraft pursuing the objects. CNN's Larry King covered the news story in the days following the incident, and according to one guy who we're going to talk about in a minute, the object was traveling at a high rate of speed, which supposedly reached 3,000 feet in the air, and it was about a half mile wide and about a mile long. And it was also on the History Channel show UFO Hunters.
Oh.
There you go.
So.
So.
Unlike the ghost show, where I got cock-blocked, like, immediately about the ghosts, I'm going to bring all the witness stuff for you weren't here, Britt, but it was immediately fucking the bah humbug of ghosts, which also bah humbug is a story about ghosts, so you fucking trolled yourself, Jen.
I listened to the show, and yes, I heard the blocking. It was fast and furious. Also, Paul Walker's dead, probably a ghost. Boom. Full circle.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah, you're not going to fucking shit on her, are you? No, you play favorites. All right, so.
Jesus.
Steve Allen, not that Steve Allen. The Steve Allen in this story was a 50-year-old trucking entrepreneur who owned and flew his own Cessna aircraft. So he knew about things that are in the air. He was at his friend Mike Odom's house helping to clear brush. And he said that he saw these lights, the orbs that glowed at first and then began to flash. There was no regular pattern to the flashing, he said. They lined up horizontally, seven of them, then changed into an arch. They lined up vertically, and I saw two rectangles of bright flame. That's when I knew it was a life-changing experience. Ting! They came back a few minutes later, this time followed by two jets, F-16s, I think. The jets looked like they were chasing the lights, and the lights seemed to be toying with them. It was like a 100-horsepower car trying to keep up with a 1,000-horsepower one.
Whoa!
Yeah, that I kind of merged into Boss Hog on that.
Anyway. I don't know what's going on there exactly.
It happens.
It's okay.
The whole initial sighting was this guy at his friend's house. So Claudette, and this is the first place where the story cracks a little bit. Because so in the Popular Mechanics version of the story, Steve tells his buddy, Mike Odom, whose house he's at, hey, look at that shit in the sky. And Mike goes and gets his wife, who's in the house, to come out. But in the story from NPR, so it wasn't like this wasn't picked up by legitimate news organizations. They were all out on this hill where they could see for 20 miles in every direction, which would imply they were not that super close to the house, where Claudette said, I've never seen anything that fast. Maybe a rock or a missile or something.
A rock?
I would assume she meant rocket.
Like a yeah. Whoa, oh, maybe I thought she meant like a meteor.
What they have there is super rocks. And,
I know.
you know, do you mean a meteor? Why don't you fuck yourself, Mr. Fancy Reporter?
You elitist.
Extremely, extremely bright, like an arc on a welder. They were that sharp.
Wow.
So that's what she said. That was the people at this house. And the other dude, you know what? Since they went and told, and it wasn't them, it was the first guy, Steve. since Steve actually called up the goddamn newspaper and said, hey, we just saw a UFO, and the newspaper printed it, why don't I tell you what the newspaper said? This is the Stephenville Empire Tribune.
All right.
Four area residents witness mysterious object, lights in Selden sky, by Angelina Joyner, staff writer. Steve Allen, Mike Odom, and Lance Jones were out admiring a beautiful Texas sunset Tuesday evening when they saw something none of them can explain. Allen called it an unidentified flying object, and because he's been a private pilot for more than 30 years, he has a little more experience judging airspeeds and distances than most. We all flipped out, Allen said. I didn't sleep a wink last night. Allen was at the home of Mike Odom in Selden about 6:15 p.m. when they suddenly noticed flashing lights about 3,500 feet above ground level. The ship wasn't really visible and was totally silent, but the lights spanned about a mile long and a half mile wide. The lights went from corner to corner. It was directly above Highway 67, traveling towards Stephenville at a high rate of speed. About 3,000 miles per hour is what I'd estimate. Allen said the lights were not those of a normal aircraft. He said they were more like strobe lights, and while they were all watching, the lights reconfigured themselves from a single horizontal line into two sets of vertical lights. The two sets were approximately one quarter of a mile apart. Then they turned into dirty, burning flames. The flames were not blue. They were white in color. About 2 seconds later, it disappeared completely. Allen said they were all scratching their heads and talking about what it could have been when approximately 10 minutes later, the object flew overhead again. This time it came from the west, traveling east towards Glen Rose. And it was about 2 or 3 miles south of 67, and two military jets, possibly F-16s, were in pursuit. I was asking, are you guys seeing that? Mike Odom said he didn't have trouble sleeping, but it was a wild experience. It's unexplainable. It was something not natural. It was moving way too fast. Odom said he saw one other unexplainable object in the sky in 1978 when he was in Arizona. Back then, something flew over with lights all around. I think this thing bothered all of us, but it probably bothered Steve more because he's a pilot and he flies a lot. It was neat, Lance Jones said. It was something I've never seen anything like it before, but it didn't scare me. I just figured it was military.
Odom's I love the voices.
Said she was previously employed as a flight attendant. Lights were going up and down the side. There was no sound, just the lights. It was moving so fast. It wasn't a plane. I know how planes move. Honestly, I think it was a UFO. It was so fast you couldn't have put your finger on it and move it fast enough to follow it.
Well, it literally was a UFO because you don't know what it was, lady.
That's right. Could have been a bird or a plane.
That's true.
Could have been.
Allen said he has never seen a UFO until now, but he did suspect there was something to UFO stories all along. I was very surprised to finally get my eyes on one. If anybody else saw this and got pictures, I hope they will contact me. Allen said he has already reported the sighting to Washington and is in the process of writing a report on the event. Allen is the owner of L&S Enterprises and Texas Freight in Glen Rose. So.
Wow.
It made the paper.
Right. So it made the paper, and it's kind of weird that all these people have all this experience with
planes.
Yeah,
like this guy's a pilot. Well, this lady's a flight attendant. Somebody was a flight attendant.
Well, yeah, but she was a flight. I mean, she was a. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky.
All right.
I mean,
God, let's not turn this into a political show.
You got told, Acadia. You got told.
Anyway, they weren't the only witnesses. James Hughes, a former Air Force navigation specialist, was in downtown Stephenville.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw two red orbs moving overhead. The reddest things I'd ever seen in the sky. They came right in front of me at about 2,000 feet, about a half mile away. They weren't going that fast, maybe 60 miles an hour. They didn't make any noise.
Wow.
So now we've got another airline.
This is a guy in town who was in the Air Force, and you guys forget, because you were so absorbed in being from Texas.
It's true. I was.
Is that the one that you read, Britt?
Yeah.
That was from one of the fucking constables in the town. And I point him out I point him out specifically because the reason he saw them was because he had just finished eating a slice of his this happens. He had just finished eating a piece of his wife's birthday cake because it was his wife's birthday, and he had to go out to his car to get his wallet because they wanted to watch Mr. Bean on pay-per-view.
Oh my God! You gotta get your wallet.
I don't. That's what I don't. How does cable work Texas?
What year was this?
2008.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. Okay. Texas, I have a couple questions. All right, okay. And you can pretend that you know the answers, make things up, whatever. So Stephenville, Texas, is that what the name of this town is?
Yep.
Okay. Is there, I'm not that familiar with Texas, and Texas is very large. Is this near any sort of air base, military bases, anything of that nature?
Why, it's funny that you should ask that.
Okay.
Because since Alan said he thought he saw two F-16s, they checked with the local base.
Okay, so there is a base close enough to where they would be flying that low. Yeah, because planes go like
super fast anyway, but yes. Short answer, there was definitely a place where planes flew from that was close enough.
Now, close enough to fly at that altitude, yes. Okay, got it. Because, I mean, it does make a difference how close they are, because, I mean, I'm over by my house. There's helicopters and low-flying planes, and we see, you know, Air Force One and all this other crap all the time, and it's no big deal. You don't even think twice about it.
Right, and I live right next to the airport, so I constantly see planes, too.
So it does make a difference, especially in a place like Texas that sounds like it's pretty rural.
Right.
So, well, yes. And Angelina Joyner, because she's a reporter who works for a newspaper.
A newspaper.
On January 11th, she called Major Carl Lewis. Holy shit, the guy from the Olympics?
Yeah, Carl Lewis. Didn't he lose?
Ran right over there really fast. No, it's Carl Lewis.
I think he lost his medal, by the way.
Oh, shit.
You mean like he sold it or he lost it?
No, like he lost it because it was taken
away from him.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Because of steroids.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, this Carl Lewis, public affairs officer of the 301st Fighter Wing at the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth, which is formerly Carswell Air Force Base, told the reporter the base had nothing flying the night of the sightings, and every other place that she called nearby, nothing. They're like, shut up, there's nothing going on here, we don't have anything.
Which they're going to say either way.
So, because remember, the only time that they ever did a dipsy doodle double cross is that everybody knows.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. The Area 51 story.
But you're not using dipsy doodle double cross, right?
In this instance, the aliens and the government dipsy doodle cross the people. To the advantage of the aliens in Area 51. Because at first they went, holy shit, it was a UFO. And then they came back and went, nope, nope, nope.
Oh, boy.
So, in this instance, they just went, we didn't have any planes over there. And we certainly weren't chasing any UFOs. So, whatever. So, it was all over the news. You know, it was a big deal. I mean, I never heard of it because apparently I don't subscribe to the right listservs, but whatever. So this little town, only 17,000 people in it, has a statue of a cow in the middle of town. All said that there was a UFO. And who got involved? MUFON. Are you familiar with MUFON?
No.
Is it a a cow farm?
No. Oh. It is the... That's pretty good.
Well, I don't know, because we had the cow in the center of town.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't realize that maybe that's why they were attracted. It is the Mutual UFO Network. It is the... If you're going to say the most organized of the UFO people.
Do they have their
like
own...
Their,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they have their own everything. Like, they're like... They got their own...
Aluminum foil hats.
They got their shit together. The MUFON.
Their own aluminum foil.
I mean,
foil
they
hats.
Do. They have tin foil hats.
Of course they do.
But they also have followed up on a lot of stuff.
Can like I get one if I subscribe via email?
You can subscribe to patreon.com/Acadia. And if you subscribe to the Gallery and Strangeful Things Patreon, you can get the instructions for your own tinfoil hat. It is, you might not know this, it's illegal to mail tinfoil through the U.S. mail.
What?
Yep, it's illegal.
I didn't know that. Wow,
I didn't either. Acadia, that's super weird.
I'd like to sign up for the Patreon.
All right, well then you can probably do that while we're talking. Just shove a few bucks into your USB hole and we'll be on our way.
I gotta run out to the car to get my wallet.
Yeah, hold on while she gets her wallet out of the car. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God.
So we can all watch Mr. Bean. How did he meet it?
I can't all even right. begin to understand.
We should do a whole show on that.
Yeah,
what
right?
the fuck, Texas?
What the fuck's up with your cable,
what's in
Texas?
My wallet? Maybe that's where he wrote down the PIN number.
Could be.
He went, you little shit kids.
Right?
I'm sick of tearing up all sorts of movies on the pay-per-view. I'm going to get a PIN number and make it so complicated that I have to keep it in my wallet, which I inexplicably keep in my car.
Yeah, he's like, the number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Damn it. I never would have guessed it.
Yeah. I just watched Spaceballs the other night.
Ah, perfect.
Yes. Anyways, sorry, Acadia.
Hey, carry no on.
Now I'm going to... So... MUFON came in and they're like, we have to get involved in this because there's a lot of shit going on. And after it made the news,
yes,
they make themselves available as one of the places that you can send your reports into. Like if you see a UFO.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
MUFON got over 200 reports about this Stephenville thing.
Huh.
And this did, and the other people started to come out talking to, you know, reporters and everything like that. And then all of a sudden.
Yes.
On January 24th. 2008. I'm reading a story from NPR. Air Force alters Texas UFO explanation. The Air Force is changing. Wayne Goodwin, Dateline, Stephenville. The Air Force is changing its story on what happened on a recent night in Stephenville, Texas, when dozens of witnesses say they spotted a UFO. 2 weeks ago, witnesses reported seeing a large aircraft with white lights hovering for about 5 minutes before being chased away by jet fighters. The Air Force Reserve in nearby Fort Worth initially scoffed at reporters and denied the possibility that it had fighters in the area. Air Force officials reversed course Wednesday, however, and admitted there were nearly a dozen F-16s over Stephenville that night.
Hmm. Interesting.
That seems like a lot.
It does sound like a lot.
Now, the reporter asks, does this new revelation bolster or cast doubt on the witnesses' stories? The night of the supposed UFO sighting, just after 6 p.m., the story I just told you.
Yes.
And... As they watched the object hover in place, they were startled by the explosive sound of two F-16s screaming directly over their hill at low altitude heading towards the UFO. Whether there were military jets in the area that night was the first substantive doubt that was cast on the UFO witnesses' credibility. Because remember, if somebody reports something, the very first thing you do is call them fake news, delegitimize them.
Okay.
First heard the Air Force's response. When contacted, the Air Force at Carswell Field stated that they definitely didn't have any fighter jets over Stephenville that night. The officials suggested the UFO witnesses might have seen an optical illusion.
Oh, an optical illusion, huh? Interesting.
When Odom heard the Air Force's response, she said she knew that something was amiss. I don't know what they're trying to cover up. We saw what we saw. I knew they were fighter jets. Now, two weeks later, in a plot line out of the X-Files, Air Force officials are flip-flopping. Saying that there was a communications error, they concede that they had F-16s flying over Stephenville, Texas on the evening of January 8th. Major Carl Lewis attributes the change in response to an internal communications mistake. There was an error that was reported, and we corrected that error as soon as possible. So basically, then all of a sudden they came back and said, oh yeah, well, you know what, our Air Force base, we don't know where our F-16s are on any given day.
Yeah, we're not real sure. We don't keep close track of them. You know, whatever. They come, they go.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
I'm sure that's how they run an Air Force base.
Somebody loses a military phone and they'll tear a whole base apart looking for it, but they don't know where their F-16s are? Give me a break.
Shady.
Right?
Shady.
AF.
Exactly. Shady AF.
Mm-hmm. I ain't buying what you're selling.
That's right. That's right.
Then, according back to the Stephenville Empire Tribune, because I mean the reason I picked this story is because
is it the hard hitting local reporting?
Huh?
I said, is it the hard hitting local reporting? I said.
Yes, it is the hard. It is the scrappy reporter digging for the scoop that's going to propel her to the big time.
See.
They followed up. They did an editorial where the guy from the newspaper said that it was a bunch of bullshit.
Of course.
And he didn't want to print the story, but then everybody bought the newspapers, so he kind of said, well, whatever, I guess it's news because people are specifically saying it. So then after that first story, there were a bunch more, because this the reporter, she was doing her follow-up because she printed the first story on the 10th, and on the 11th, all these other people started coming forward saying all this stuff. That's when old Carl Lewis won the 100-meter dash and said there weren't any planes around.
But what would he know? Because he was on steroids at the time.
Actually, I Googled that while we were talking. We'll put a thing in the notes about it. Not exactly. That's not exactly what happened, but go ahead.
Oh. Well,
there was some suspicion, but he didn't lose any medals. Go ahead.
So, to give another statement from the constable guy, the Mr. going to get the Mr. Bean money.
Right.
I've been saving up for Mr. Bean for my wife's birthday. I was outside with my 8-year old son Ryan when I saw lights. It was like nothing I ever seen before. It was dark already. At first, it was two red burning glows that went away and then came back on. Went inside to tell my wife. When I came back out, I saw something like lights you'd see in a bar. I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't even know what that
means. I don't either. What lights you see in a bar?
And I counted, and we came up with 9 flashes, and they were real spread out. But I couldn't see them attached to anything, just the lights. So I went to my pickup and got my binoculars to see if I could see a plane or something. Even with the binoculars, there was no outline. It started moving towards Stephenville and moving so fast I had trouble following it with my binoculars. Bidoculars.
With my what? My bidocums? What?
Bidocums?
Bidocadonk? What?
And that's now what it's called.
Bidocums. Attention, everyone. Attention, everyone. Binoculars are now bidocums. Okay, got it. Continue.
I'm moving so fast I had trouble following it with my binoculars. It covers the area.
But
we really saw what we saw. As a matter of fact, I mentioned it to an officer in Stephenville, and he called me up and said to get the Stephenville paper because I wasn't going to believe when I was in it. And I went to get the Dublin paper. They had no other reports on it, so I just dropped it. But my little boy went to school the next day and told everybody all about what we see.
This is great.
This is fantastic. I'm enjoying Acadia's accent almost more than anything else. He's trying so hard that he's like messing up his words. I know, but you're losing your English language skills. It's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Binoculars.
Binoculars.
Oh my god!
I love it.
He's losing IQ points with his accent. Somebody save him.
Now, and Fraser said, I had just left the nursing home from seeing my husband. I was going down 914 towards Alexander. Just as I got to the hill at Alexander where Highway 6 crosses, I saw them, the lights. It scared me. But I thought two planes were about to collide. The lights were as bright as a school bus ahead of you. Why? Who?
As bright as a school bus. Driving
all of these different
I know. As bright as a school bus. The are you often driving directly at a school bus?
Exactly the same as when you decide you're going to push that self clean button on your oven.
I know. I don't understand. It's as bad as when you shine a flashlight directly into your eyeball.
The lights are the same as when the engine light in your car goes on and never goes off, so you put tape over it. It solves the problem. They were certainly much closer to the ground than I would appreciate them to be, which is my favorite thing in this entire story.
Listen, lights. I don't appreciate this.
I do not appreciate your proximity to the ground.
You are much closer to the ground than I appreciate.
Just as I got up to the top of the hill, they were gone. It was about 6:40 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
This is pretty amazing.
I'm dying.
So, I mean, these people are all over the place.
I know.
And then you got the Air Force saying that there's nothing going on.
Or that they don't know where their planes are.
And then they come back saying, yeah, no, we did have planes, but I'm about to drop a bomb on y'all. See how he said y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Angelina Joyner wouldn't get off the story.
Wow. Every time you say Angelina Joyner, I think you're going to say Angelina Jolie, just so you know.
I'm thinking of Joyner, who was a runner, too. I'm like, what's with all these
Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Yeah.
They're fast. They got to keep up with the lights.
They got to chase the UFOs on foot.
You know what? I don't appreciate how fast they are.
I don't appreciate your proximity to the speed of light.
Oh my gosh.
That's good stuff.
So
it's gold, Jerry. Gold.
They came out with their little press release that said that they had F-16s in the sky, even though they, you know, previously said they had not.
Right.
And according to the Stephenville Empire Tribune, pilots dispute military statement. At least three pilots in Stephenville disagree with the military's press release issued Wednesday. Steve Allen, Don Doc Stewart, and Todd Downs all say if Stephenville and the Selden area are in the Brownwood military operating area, it's news to them. A press release issued by Major Carl Lewis of the 301st Fire Wing Public Affairs at the Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base stated, 10 F-16s from the 457th Fighter Squadron were performing training operations from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, January 8th in the Brownwood Military Operating Area, which includes the airspace above Erath County. So they're saying, no, we had F-16s flying all around up there. But all three pilots say that space does not include all of Erath County. It only includes a small portion of Dublin and doesn't include Stephenville or the Selden area at all, which is where everything got seen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa.
Downs, who was actually an employee at Clark Field in Stephenville, said there's a GPS fixed point located on the airport grounds that the military uses, and while it's not unusual for the jets to be in the area, he believes the press release leads people to believe that all of Erath County airspace is included in the, whatever the fuck he said it was, military operating area, and that's incorrect. He said jets fly through on the way to the military operating area. And he doesn't understand why the military would issue such a release 2 weeks after repeatedly denying the base had any planes in the area at all. I don't understand why they would do that at all. They're not hard to know that they are there. It doesn't make sense. I've seen them come by me before. They're real loud, and it's not hard to know that they're there. So...
wow.
They filed Freedom of Information Acts. All this shit because the people of Stephenville want to know what's up. And I do not blame them. MUFON, of course, is, you know, winding them all up, getting them all excited. But by mid-February, the newspaper was kind of like, you know what? We're not doing this anymore. No more stories about the UFOs because we got nothing cooking. So she apparently just said, fuck you, and quit the she quit the newspaper and opened a Stephenville UFO website.
Ooh.
Oh.
So
can't wait to see the black background on that one. I hope it's flashing UFO light.
A lot of green spinny UFOs and shit on there.
I hope so.
Oh my God,
I hope so.
I'm so excited to be tortured.
So she did that, but the other newspaper in around town, the Dublin Citizen, kept following the story because the publisher and the editor, who he happened to be an Air Force historian, and he said that he had seen some weird lights in January, and he said, I believe the military has all sorts of exotic propulsion systems and other technologies we don't even know about. So he was looking at it as, sure, it's UFO, but it's probably military stuff. So he assigned the story to another reporter who also saw lights, quote, a triangle with squares at the corners. Which, I guess, makes
what?
Sense. You picture it in your head.
Triangle with squares on the corners.
Like a dexagon?
Honey, get the binoculars. There's a dexagon in the sky.
Get the binoculars.
That's a shame. Binoculars, you illiterate Yankee. So...
oh my gosh.
Wow.
So now, that reporter was talking to the Popular Mechanics reporter, who put the Popular Mechanics guy in touch with the police chief of the Dublin police, named Lanny Lee.
And
in January, two of his police officers had taped lights on the dashboard cam of their patrol car. And he had not made the tape public because he, quote, did not want any notoriety to be attached to the department.
Ooh.
So he showed the Popular Mechanics guy a VHS tape, which, how the fuck?
Tape!
It's 2008.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's going on in Texas?
How do you get things from a dashboard cam? Like, was there a VCR in the car?
Right! That's what I'm saying!
All right, you guys, I already figured this whole story out. All right, let's just stop right now.
They were all abducted
by aliens.
And given VHS tapes?
And transported back to 1991.
Oh!
Okay.
Back in 2008.
And that, so they're very confused. Why,
that's the only thing that makes sense.
Oh, fuck, man. That'd be great.
I've still got all my VHSs from 1991.
I bet you still have all your clothes, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else?
They are fucking day glow as shit.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I still had a t-shirt that changed color when it got wet.
Oh, my God.
Hyper colors.
I'm searching that on Amazon right now.
Dude, hyper color shit got banned at my school. Because people would like... Because
they're fucking lame. You need a Zack attack to fix that shit.
I'm going to explain why. Because people would do things like put handprints on their asses and their boobs and stuff.
Oh my God!
And because my school was
the whole point of the
club. And because my school was super lame. Yeah, but that's why.
What else would you do on it? What are you gonna write? Like, yeah, on your stomach or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
Handprints on shit.
Well, apparently it was very problematic.
There's hypercolor shirts on eBay right now.
Oh snap! Remember too, people would accidentally, you couldn't wash them, or you couldn't wash them in hot water or something. Like you had to, it was very careful how you had to like take care of them, and people would like, you know, somebody's like parents would throw it in the wash wrong, then it'd be ruined, and they'd like wear it to school and be like, my hypercolor shirt's ruined because my stupid mom threw it in the washer in hot water, and then they'd be all sad.
Yeah, it probably was something like that. I can't remember what it was. Like you weren't supposed to put it in the dryer or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Man. Bullshit.
It is bullshit.
So,
that is. All right. Well, now that I've figured out this whole story, thank you.
Yeah, great show, everyone. No.
Good night.
No.
I died in a chair.
Oh.
I gotcha.
I will send an alien to probe you terribly.
Okay, we'll see.
In your creepy storage area, filled with Christmas lights and human meat.
Where's that one? Hold on.
That was human meat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you really do have the soundboard for the ages cooking over
there. I've got four soundboards now. That's how many soundboards I have in this app.
I can see you just monitors, like, all around your head. Screens.
It's an app, so it's got a bunch of tabs. But yeah, I've got four separate ones right now. I've got to reorganize them. I've got to go with themes here. Oh, it's pretty outstanding.
So,
all right, carry on.
While the Air Force was saying, okay, now there were jets, and the MUFON people are applying for these Freedom of Information Act things, there was this guy named Leroy Gaitan. He got interviewed by the paper. This was before the lady quit to go do her new gig. But he said, there's no way F-16s can maneuver like that. I really think it's some kind of military project or experiment. Too many people have seen things. I have spoken to at least one witness the military has contacted. Now, that's a big deal. Because if the military is reaching out to people asking what they saw, then maybe they do have a bunch of shit floating around there, which is a big problem. Exactly. Because as soon as you say UFO, and then you say military, everything gets all done.
Yep.
So, like, the state director of MUFON for Texas, named Ken Cherry, thought the military came clean for a couple reasons. And while the original people said that the F-16s were chasing the lights, the MUFON people were like, well, no, fuck it. We're going to just find out exactly what everybody was doing because America.
Oh, God.
And so a bunch of people sent the MUFON people quote unquote proof, and this guy Cherry, he said he's getting videos and photos from everywhere, and he said we've seen a lot of pictures, but they've been lens flares or odd cloud formations and shit like that. Now there's one guy, Alan, who had video that the Channel 11 News showed The MUFON guy said the video is interesting and merits further analysis, but everything else has been eliminated as actual evidence.
Hmm.
So, apparently there's this video that exists that's like 14 minutes long of the lights. And I think we need to get our mitts on it. I couldn't find it in my while I was looking, but if I can, I'll put it in the show notes. It's probably really boring, but whatever. Evidence is usually boring. But so now there's all this up in the air stuff about what the hell happened. The military said one thing, then it said another thing. And the part of this that I find most interesting is the MUFON people didn't fuck around. The first thing they did was say, we're getting Freedom of Information Act. We want to know what was going on that night, so tell us. So that to me also elevated this particular story, because do you remember the, and this will come up a little bit, do you remember the fact that in Phoenix there were those lights and like everybody in Phoenix videoed them and they were like way far apart and it was like this big giant thing and it was moving all in like unison and shit like that? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, and then I think that ended up being something with the military, right?
Yeah, they said it was flares. That's what they said. After they first said that it wasn't anything. Like, and this is the part of it that when the military gets involved, I don't know who, if they have to practice their flare, and I'm just going to segue into Phoenix for a minute. if they have to test their flares, that's great. If you test them over a fucking city, you tell everybody that you're doing it ahead of time. Yeah. So that you don't cause a bunch of fucking car accidents, right, and shit, right. By right. making a fake UFO in the sky.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you, yeah, I mean, that's pretty common that if something's going on and you live near like bases and stuff like that, for the most part, like they tell you when they're testing certain things. Yep. Like for instance, here, they will do lockdown tests on the bases, and they inform the community that it's going to take place at one of the bases at such and such a date, so people don't like absolutely like freak out.
See?
So, and that's just the lockdown. But yeah, I mean, things like that happen all the time for all sorts of stuff around here.
So it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're done. And out. No.
And the end.
So, MUFON filed their Freedom of Information Act request with the military and basically everybody, every government agency that was around. And strangely, even though the military had first said that there were no planes and then said that there were planes, their response to the Freedom of Information Act was that they didn't have any relevant information. Even though they did a fucking press release, but the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Weather Service said they did have relevant information, and they forwarded radar data to MUFON.
Hmm.
So, the MUFON people examined it, and the report that they put out suggested that not only were there several fighter jets in the area, but there was also an AWACS plane. Remember those? It was like a regular plane with that big hat.
What?
A regular plane with that big
hat? You gotta look it up. It was AWACS stands for Airborne Warning and Control System. And it's basically, it's a plane with this giant radar thing on top of it, and it flies around and says, oh well, these planes are over here and this is a plane, and kill this guy. Like, so if you're gonna fight a real war, you would need
yeah. Right? Yeah, I know what it is. I'm looking it up right now.
I have no idea what those planes were
there, but there was also a mysterious large object. that did not have the required transponder that when we get into when planes start disappearing and falling out of the sky, when we reach those mysteries, when any of you lazy fuckers write a script, then we can talk about...
Yeah, mine mysteriously disappeared. Let's talk about that mystery next time on
Slipped into exactly. the
Palm Gallery.
It's exactly.
It's a Bermuda Triangle.
I used it to wrap a meatball sandwich that I then ate and gave myself acid reflux, said Grit.
No.
Yeah.
She didn't lose her own episode, you dope.
You know, because it never existed.
Yes, it did.
It's Acadia's fault.
It's gone now.
It's Acadia's fault.
I know it is.
So, all right. So they found this unidentified thing in the radar, and it was tracked for over an hour, and it was either stationary or moving at speeds of less than 60 miles an hour, which is what the first guy reported. Then at one point, it accelerated to 532 miles an hour in 30 seconds. And slowed back down to 49 miles an hour only 10 seconds later. Now, this article is from Popular Mechanics. Now, Popular Mechanics is not just like, you know, oh, you know what? Reggie is the most popular mechanic in this town. Like, it's not about actual Popular Mechanics.
Oh, my God.
Reggie.
Oh, you got to go to Reggie. Reggie is the best. One time... Right? Reggie just said, you know what? It's a belt. I'm not even going to charge it. It'll take 2 seconds. Fucking Reggie is...
Good old Reggie.
Clearly.
As opposed to the Reggie. Italian guy that fixed my tire, supposedly. But by the time I got to work, it was flat as fuck. And I called him up, and he drove all the way to my work to fix it.
Wow.
So
that's probably because he gave you an old tire.
Yeah, and he was incompetent, but a good guy. So,
fix it again, Tony.
Yeah. It's a me. So, radar blips, according to Popular Mechanics, radar blips would seem to present a positive, non-subjective way to observe UFOs. Studies from the Condon Report, published in 1968 by the University of Colorado to the Air Force's Project Blue Book, have found that radar, though, can be fooled in simple ways. Anomalous propagation or false echoes is most often caused by ground clutter, often a result of low-level temperature inversions that muffle ground radar's electronic pulse and lead to a circular scatter of returns based on hits from buildings and trees.
Well, clearly, I was just going to say the same thing, because we didn't appreciate... That stuff
That's
being
true.
So close to the ground.
I don't appreciate your radar going through my body. So now an extreme nerd example is called ducting. The temperature inversion can bend the beam all the way back to the Earth's surface, so a surprising radar blip turns out to be a hill or a building. So with the introduction of more advanced filtering software over the past decade, the number of UFOs attributed to false returns has decreased significantly. So it's like, oh, well, look, radar said this, and they went, oh, no, wait, radar sucks. Now we have to fix it. Oh, look, now your UFO is gone. And that's my big thing. I'm not genning this episode by just saying, nope, not real. Turn it off. Shut it down.
I didn't say turn it off and shut it down.
I'm saying that... The instances of the sightings of ghosts and UFOs and all sorts of shit seems to have plummeted pretty precipitously now that every fucking human being has a camera with them all the time.
Exactly. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be more sightings of these things?
Which obviously makes it make much more sense that the aliens and the ghosts are aware of this and are being craftier.
No. That's,
by the way,
you know what? That reminds me of Let's Go Back in Time to the episode that we did about with Stay Frey, with Stacey Frazier.
Yes.
What was that guy in the mountains?
Mortimer Gladstone. Mortimer
Gladstone and Bigfoot, okay? And Katie went on in this whole rant about how Bigfoot had to be real because he was living in, underneath the earth in some sort of other society. I don't even know. He was
Sasquatch may all live underground.
Foil at the time.
Correct.
And this is basically what's happening all over again.
Correct. Thank you, Pina. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
By the way, I think that was episode 10 or 11, if anybody wants to check it
out. But not of this
show. Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. You're right. You're right. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
But it's still crossing.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? We're going to have to go back and dig those up. Because remember, and you can just take this bed to bed with you. I have so much more fucking information on the Franklin cover-up. And so much more kid diddling.
Oh, good.
No, I cannot do those episodes again.
You will read worse things.
Oh, God.
Jesus. So, no, I won't. Anyway.
We should go back and dig through again. Anyway, but yeah, Franklin cover-up part two, it'll be back. So,
oh, God.
There's... Now, remember last week, for those of you that didn't join us, I had pointed out that it felt to me as though science, when you're being a skeptic, you can come up with a way that the phenomenon could be reproduced, then you can automatically say, you don't have to prove that it was reproduced, you just have to prove that it could be reproduced, mm-hmm. and therefore... You know, you're done. Your work here is done because the ghost people can't prove that this happened without, you know, any type of alteration. Is that a fair, like, assessment of where we boiled down on this, Jen?
That's the gist. By the way, I would just like to remind everyone that I gave a formal invitation to all ghosts of the world to appear to me and prove that they exist, and nothing happened.
Right, because we just... Just before the show, we talked about how many listeners we have. That probably includes ghosts, which means right now we're still growing. We're chugging along.
We don't have the word hasn't gotten out to all the ghosts yet.
Yeah, well, and also the ghosts are going to have to. They're probably going to start back on episode one. So it's going to be a while till they even get to it. If one of the ghosts says, "Hey, no, look, hey,"
but ghosts, can't they hear me right now?
Well, no, because you've got them all in your storage unit.
Oh, that's where the ghosts are? Okay.
Yeah, well, that's where the bodies are. So
exactly.
So here's where the skeptic thing comes. So I just explained all those boring things about how radar can get fooled. So former Air Force pilot, astronomer, and longtime UFO skeptic James McGaha.
No. Of course that's his name.
Of course, right? It is. Of course
yeah,
it is.
Mortimer hang out all the time.
He thinks that some such form of radar fuckery, I use the word fuckery.
Oh, okay. I thought he did.
Was responsible for the MUFON report. So, since the FAA didn't describe any such object, and it was not clear whether the thing they were describing was in the Brownwood military operation area, quote, they had a huge amount of data and they just pulled a few bits of information out of it and drew a line. So the establishment came out and said, now because there's screwed up, the possibility of screwed up radar data, that must have been what happened in this case. And again, just like with the ghosts, there's no such thing as UFOs, therefore it must have been this thing that messes up the radar. That would be their take on the entire thing.
Well, but what you mean is there's no such thing as aliens, because there, of course, is such a thing as UFOs. Yeah,
right.
As you pointed out.
Yeah, I was kind of smushing them together. Now,
smushing them.
That fall, because remember this was all in January, people started seeing shit again.
Uh-oh. With their binoculars.
Yeah.
Everybody had binoculars at that point. And everybody had seen Mr. Bean, so they were not
distracted to get their car wallets.
Well, I did not appreciate everybody looking in my windows with their binoculars.
Your binoculars.
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 Your eyeballs are penetrating me, and I do not appreciate my light bouncing off of my body affecting your rods and cones in your eyes. So please, impertinent.
Oh my god.
I have to go see my husband in the nursing home. He's only 35, god. But I wear people down.
Oh my god.
So, since it had already happened once, people weren't like worried about sounding crazy if they came forward, and they started talking about how, you know, they looked like arc welders or burning magnesium. Again, they have just a rich fucking history of describing what lights look like.
Right.
And a woman with the fucking outstanding name of Peggy Delaverne.
Oh my god.
She saw lights while driving her children home to Stephenville after a basketball game in Dublin. At first, there were two very bright gold lights. Then there were more lights, like a string of pearls. This was your thing, Jen, and you were very close. Like a string of pearls, not quite a circle and not quite egg-shaped. My husband was in another vehicle, and he saw them too. He called me on his cell phone and asked me, "Do you see that?" I don't know whether it was from somewhere else or from the military, but something is going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So now, a high school student named Carly Crutcher, god damn, this is like
these
the best
names.
Play of all time.
I know.
Shot a photo. Carly Crutcher will be played by Ariana Grande. Shot a photo of the lights that Mac McKinnon ran in the Dublin Citizen. It showed streaky, stringy forms in the sky. So, let's finish this up with what the hell was it?
Mm.
And I used Popular Mechanics for this, and I'm just going to read a chunk of their thing because I think it's bullflop. So, this is from Popular Mechanics.
Okay.
Some skeptics, like Magaha, believe that the Stephenville Phoenix and many other sightings can be attributed to military aircraft and evasion or illumination flares. Flares have a long association with UFO sightings. Have you ever heard of the Battle of Los Angeles?
No.
Okay, well, during World War II, Los Angeles was armed. It had anti-aircraft. They didn't know how far the fucking Japs were going to get over.
Okay, let's relax.
And they had to be able to defend us. So they had a bunch of people with, like, anti-aircraft guns and shit. And one night in February of 1942, down in Southern California, somebody saw something, and they just let it fucking rip. Like, everyone just started shooting into the sky.
Oh my God.
They unloaded 4 batteries of anti-aircraft artillery.
Oof.
Now.
Whoa!
Exactly. It turned out to be a balloon carrying a red flare, but hey.
But we shot the shit out of that balloon.
And the Japs. Because that was a very real problem.
Wow.
So that was, like, the Battle of Los Angeles it's actually a thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, there's something in the sky. Hey, we have all these guns. We'll figure that out. Like, imagine if that had been the alien. Oh, we finally reached Earth.
No. We're dead. And,
like, it's the Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator. It's the little Martian guy from Bugs Bunny.
That's what it is. I was going to say, what is that from? Perfect.
Oh, I'm going to blow it up. It obstructs my view of Venus.
That's Martin the Martian, right? Isn't that his name?
Marvin.
Oh, Marvin.
Yeah. So now, the Phoenix lights were said to be flares. The military said, no, those were definitely flares that we dumped as part of an exercise, which is fucking bullflop, because if you watch any of the, like, It just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not right. Now, and some Erath County residents dismissed the flare theory. I've seen military flares, Alan said, the guy, the hero of our story. They're not even the same color as the ones I saw. But evasion flare technology evolves rapidly as the military tries to keep one step ahead of the increasingly sophisticated tracking capabilities of anti-aircraft missiles. At one time, evasive maneuvers consisted of sharp turns against the sun. When missiles got smarter, pilots began dropping bright flares, and the infrared on the missiles would go to the flare while the plane ran away. But now, missiles can tell the difference between a plane and a flare, so they have to come up with better flares that can move around and shit like that. Hmm. Now, that to me, they're not saying, and here's an example of this thing. They're just saying, well, no, we know that this is advancing, so this has to advance. So these things probably look that everyone thought were UFOs that were doing all this shit were probably flares that we can't prove exist, but must exist because blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that to me is like kind of along the same lines of, if you can't prove that there's a flare like that, shouldn't you have to shut the fuck up?
Hmm. Well, I would guess so.
Like, I would,
you can't
say
just go
yes
every time. Well, yeah, no, it's a military plane. Really? Because I don't think it is. Well, no, the military is very advanced, and they're always working on things that we don't know about. So just because this does things that no aircraft or weapon that we have ever seen can do, we're just going to say it's new. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't...
Right.
It just seems like a cop-out.
Mm.
And
yeah,
the people in that county, because they're near that military operation area, they all said, fucking army and planes and shit are flying by here all the time.
Right.
So they know what's up.
They know the difference.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, the people of Erath County that saw all this shit, and they got miscommunication that took 2 weeks to straighten out from an Air Force base whose literal only job is to figure out if the planes are in the air or on the ground. If you're an Air Force base, what other job do you have?
Besides keeping track of your planes?
Yeah, where are they? On the ground, in the air. And maybe it's another department that says where in the air, but I would say the bare fucking minimum is ground, air.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
That to me would be where you would start with all of this shit. So, the people, they're like, no, it's bullshit. I don't believe it because I don't think that, I don't think this is like even in the realm of bullshit that you usually give us. So now, at the end of the day, they've also been that one of the big things that came out of this whole thing was that there's, since it's in Texas, maybe there's this kind of like airplane that's not an airplane because it's tied to the ground, but it flies up there.
What?
And, well, it's called a quote unquote poor man's satellite. It's an aerostat, and supposedly it's used along the border to support any drug operations.
Jesus Christ, of course it is.
So, like, oh, well, the thing was 500 feet long. Oh, yeah, you know what? We might have 500 foot long fucking Mexican hunter balloons.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? So, which, I mean, I guess it does kind of make sense. If you were up in a balloon, you could see a far way. But anyway, right. At the end of the day, all these people saw what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
The military said one thing, then it said another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Popular Mechanics, which is I mean, it's a good site. It's a good magazine. It's fucking fascinating. But basically, they just did the same thing that, and they spent like a lot of time in this, and they came up with the military could have been responsible for this, therefore it's not a UFO. The military isn't saying that they were, and the plausibility of that, as far as everything I can dig out, isn't proven whatsoever. Like the Phoenix one where they went, no, wait, no, it was flares. It just... the immediate, oh, well, no, like Area 51, all this shit, blah, blah, blah. It's because they don't want you to know what kind of secret planes they really have. And it's true, like, when the B-2 bomber it first got invented, people would have freaked the fuck out if a giant black triangle had screamed above their head at, like, 500 miles an hour. Like, I get that.
You think people would have a problem with that? What?
But if you're going to drop a bunch of flares over a city...
You might want to mention it.
Yeah, you would mention it. If for no other reason than the goddamn... And even the governor of Arizona was like, fucking, what are you doing, military? You have to tell us what's up because we think there's a bunch of UFOs over our city.
Right.
People would get in accidents. I mean, if the military wanted to fuck with us, they could just... I'm sure they have a bunch of shit that they could float up there that would freak everybody out.
Scare the crap out of everybody?
Yeah. And fuck up traffic for a whole day. So, my bottom line with this whole thing is, as far as Stephenville, Texas is concerned, I have no reason to believe that these people did not see something that did stuff that aircraft that they are aware of could not do. The military changed its story, which mistakes happen, and I'm sure that the Air Force Base, like, we just act like this, somebody, you know, they weren't Air Force basing, you know, the rest of the time. Maybe it took them 2 weeks to figure, oh, we did have planes that day, which sounds really dumb, just because it would be so easy to check, but I don't know what the fuck Air Force Base, when you go to work, you might know this, BNF. When you go to work on an Air Force base, if you're not flying a plane or fixing a plane, what the fuck do you do all day?
A lot of different things, actually.
You got
told, Acadia.
That's
boom.
Cook for the people that fly the planes and fix the planes?
Yeah. Well, of course they have people that do stuff like that, but there's like... I mean, there's a tons of jobs for the Air Force. I mean, they have MPs just like any other branch of the military does. They have intelligence people. They have, I mean, my neighbor is...
janitors,
is an Air... Well, yeah, I mean, they gotta have everything.
I mean, everything.
Just like any other corporation.
The people that we just named would be the people that would be in charge of, hey, Hank, can you get me the list of where the planes were? Because I assume that's a list they have.
Well, believe me, you never know. And it might actually, even in 2008, actually be a paper list.
Jesus.
All right.
Oh my God.
Because, I will say this. You know, as advanced as the military is, it is tied into so much red tape and still ridiculous things. Like, for instance, I know somebody that specifically had to, at 9 p.m. tonight, drive to the base just to tell the MPs that he was on duty this weekend and to call him if anything happened and then drive back home.
We're doomed.
Wow. I know, right?
I mean, wouldn't you think that would be something that they could look up on the computer? Like, somebody got murdered. Let me see who's on duty. Okay, I'm going to call the person.
That's the same thing. Someone said there were planes in the sky. Where's the planes in the sky list?
Right, and it should be online, you would think.
You would think. God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
So, all I don't know how you guys feel about...
I don't know if that's on purpose or on accident, to tell you the truth.
I don't know what it is either. All I know is that I believe that the people of Stephenville, Texas saw something that, even though Popular Mechanics did a good job of explaining shit that it might be, unless somebody says, no, unless someone says, no, we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that these fucking randos in Stephenville, Texas all just jumped on the bandwagon and decided to say that there was a UFO when there wasn't, which is highly implausible, or the government knows more than it's saying, or three, the government doesn't have a fucking clue and it was a legit UFO. Those are the three choices.
It's true.
In the heart of Texas. I remember the Alamo.
So, which do you guys think it is?
Well, I can't say anything because you're just going to get mad at me.
So that she doesn't believe.
Another thing is UFOs. It was definitely military. And
well, this is what I... But this is what I think. Here's my problem with, in general, with when people, like, think... I'm not saying that people didn't see stuff in the sky that they couldn't figure out. That, I believe. But, like, in what... First of all, in what universe or reality do we think that our planet is so important that... If there's something else out there, they're like, you know, let's go to Earth. I heard that's a cool place full of awesome people that I want to check out. And then they get here and they just zip around a little bit in the sky in Texas. Like, what's... I don't understand.
It's true.
It seems and they would be a bigger deal.
Sorry.
Or like, what's the point at all? I don't understand why it would be... This would be what would happen.
Yeah, no.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm with you 100%. It doesn't... That is my biggest
issue
beef about the whole thing anyway, because it would seem to me that they would either be so... They'd have to get so close that they'd have to land like we did on Mars.
Right.
Or they'd be so advanced that they wouldn't have to get close at all because they could do everything from, like, the moon.
Right.
Okay. And, okay, here's my question is... Has anybody else noticed how these pictures or videos of UFOs have changed throughout the years?
Yeah.
As we have? Like, yeah. How come, like, the pictures of the UFOs from the 50s look exactly like
saucers.
People would imagine UFOs would be in the 50s in all their movies and stuff like that?
I agree. It's true.
And then it's like, as we evolve and technology evolves, then all of a sudden we're drawing and recording better things, but they're still crap?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell? I don't get it.
I agree. What do you say to that, Acadia?
Dude's going out to his car to get his wallet for pay-per-view?
Stupid fucking wallet.
What's going on, man?
That boy ain't right.
And not a single person had a cell phone?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, boom, boom. Like, even if it was, like, 500 pictures of blurred red lights from 500 different people.
That's the thing. Like, by the way, did we lose Acadia? Okay. We're back.
Right. Oh, it's doing that echo thing.
It's not on the recording, though, so go ahead.
Okay. So, they did have cell phones, and in the second wave of things, there were some shitty cell phone things, but they were flip phones, because it was 2008.
So, has there not been a UFO sighting since 2008? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. That's what I was saying before. I was saying that it seems like all of these things have dropped precipitously because the aliens and Bigfoots and ghosts know that we can take their pictures super easy.
They know about our ability to see them, and so they're hiding more.
So they're like, well, shit, now we gotta fucking get on the DL. We can't be allowing all of this nonsense to happen and people finding out about us. So that's how I explain that away.
All right.
Because if you got to assume that these beings exist, you have to assume that, well, no, see, that's the thing. If you're an alien, do you want people to see you or not see you?
I don't know. By the way, B-Nev had to go. We had to take a small break.
And we're back. I don't get... I mean, that's the bottom line with me is these people saw something. And if we're going to stick to the three choices are A, they were all lying. B, the military did something and is not telling us what it was. Mm-hmm. Or C, the military doesn't know anything and they don't know what it is either. Those are the three choices. And I feel like you're going to go with B, which is what popular mechanics seem to go with.
Right. Pretty much.
I mean, you're not going to call all those people liars, are you?
No, I'm saying I'm sure they said...
in real life.
Okay, let's just relax because you would be dead. So...
They just do it, okay? Just do it, you goddamn bitch. Oh, you bitch. Stop questioning everything. Oh, that goddamn bitch. Oh, that goddamn bitch.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sure they saw something. I don't think it makes any sense that, like, that many people would be like, let's make up this story. So, I'm sure they saw something. I just don't think it was, you know, I mean... Actually, to bring in... current events sort of the entertainment world. Have you seen Arrival?
No.
Okay.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm just going to say it's a really good movie. I didn't even really know what to expect, but it was still unexpected, but that doesn't give anything away. But
you
I
are
just think,
expected to expect the unexpected.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Hoo-ah!
But I'll just say I feel like that is perhaps a better depiction of something like what might actually happen than just like there's some lights in the sky that a few people see in Texas. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should do a little bit on the Phoenix lights at some point because those I just don't believe are flares. And everybody saw them because they hung around. And there's other examples of... Like, over, I think it was Mexico City. This shit just hanging up there forever. Like, it's not...
I don't know.
I don't understand the... Here's why the military thing doesn't work super great for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, we're long on time, so we should wrap
up. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up. Here's all why right. The whole, oh, the military did it, blah, blah, blah. What fucking use would the military have of a weapon or a system that would make everybody think that there are just lights hovering in the sky for a while that then don't do anything but go out?
Well, maybe that's not the point of it. Maybe that's just a side effect. Maybe it's doing
while
something
they're
else.
Up there, the army is like stealing everybody's shit from their houses because everybody's
no,
looking up in the sky.
That's not what I mean. I'm saying like, maybe it's some kind of thing that they're testing that normally won't fly at that altitude or whatever. Altitude, whatever. It's not called that. Fuck. Altitude is when you're on the ground, but whatever. You know what I mean. At that height, elevation, whatever the fuck. So maybe it wouldn't normally matter because it would be somewhere else that people weren't seeing it. I'm not saying they decided that they needed to make some military device that would just hover around a city and freak people out. And not do anything. No, but maybe it just happens to have lights on it because some other reason, and so it's unrelated. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I
just don't think if aliens come to Earth, they're going to pick Texas or Phoenix or Mexico City, and that's it. Like, I think there'd be a larger amassing of some kind of event, and I don't think that
it would be unless, and this literally just occurred to me, and this is going to be my piece that I just leave us with. Right. This is the playoff. Well, don't do the playoff yet because I have to. We have to tell everybody how to contact us. But so if you see an anthill, you may stand there for a while and watch the anthill. There are a bunch of usually like if there's like a stone sidewalk or something like that, there might be a bunch of anthills in it. You watch one for a while, then you move on. It could be that we're ants to the aliens. So one is just like, look at that. All right, whatever. And they leave. That I could. That would fit in with your theory of, yeah, they probably would do that because we're fucking meaningless to them. Everything we talk about is, as far as what aliens would do is based on our own prejudice about how fucking great we are. But if they're like, well, fuck, these dummies can't even, they haven't even figured out warp speed or I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. Maybe they're just jerks and they look at us as like so far down beneath them that it doesn't matter. They could look at the Hoover Dam and go, oh, look at the cute thing they made. That's right. Possible.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. It just I guess the main thing is I was always thinking that like I said, who would basically I'm saying who would bother with us? But yeah, I guess if some type of being, if it was like no big deal for them to pop over to Earth, they might just stop by and be like, "Oh, look at these dummies," and then go do something else. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess could be. I still probably think that's not what it is. But I'm not saying I don't think that there could be other life in the universe. Of course there could. It's so huge we can't even understand it. I mean, there could be anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't know that I think that there are, like, little green men in flying saucers. That I don't think.
Well, first of all, they're gray.
My bad. My bad.
So there you go.
All right. Well, now I'm playing the playoff music.
All right. Was not kidding. Go to patreon.com/Acadia and give us some money so that we can live.
Yes. Thank you. You have 14 seconds.
And please, 5-star reviews on iTunes. The next, somebody out of the next 5 reviews we get on iTunes is going to win a spoopy prize. So give us the reviews, and we know where the last one was. So we're going to count the next 5, and
somebody gets a spoopy prize.
Yep.
I died in a chair.
Show is over.
Bye.
Bye.